إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, in Him we seek His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing where they worship as a deity except Allah. He is alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His abd and His rasul. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear and do not die except as Muslims. O human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and from that one soul His mate, Al-Hawa alayhi salam. And from the two of them, countless men and women, by multitudes that Allah has created, spread abroad in multitudes. Remember the wombs that bore you, keep the relations of family ties among you, and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a raqib, in a manner befitting His majesty, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear and say that which is correct. If you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repair your deeds for you in your affairs, and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, surely they have achieved the greatest of all successes in this life and in the next. And as to what proceeds, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, Al-Qur'an. The Qur'an of which is not created. It is the speech of Allah. And the best guidance is the sunnah of our beloved Prophet, Abu Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. And the worst of all affairs in this deen of ours are novelties, things that have been introduced into this deen without justification or authority. The worst of all things are newly invented matters in this deen. For every newly invented matter in this deen is an accursed innovation. And every accursed innovation is a going astray. And every astray is in the hellfire. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says in His book, Al-Qur'an al-Kareem, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمَ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, O you who believe, spend out of that of which we have given to you or provided for you before there comes a day when there's no selling or buying. And before there comes a day when there's no khullah, there's no friendship, there's no bosom companionship. And spend before the day comes of which there will be no shafa'a, no intercession, except by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. Except by that shafa'a or that intercession of which Allah gives His permission to give for the shafa'a. For surely the disbelievers, they are the ones who transgress the bounds. In this noble ayah of the Qur'an, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three things that if we don't spend there's going to come a day when those three things won't exist. And that part of the ayah that we'd like to talk about today, inshallah, is khulla, is companionship, bosom companionship, friendship, association. Because all of us, in one way or another, we have some friends, we have a crew, we have a group, we have a troop, we have a clique. All of us, in one way or another, have a clique. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, المرء وفي رواية الرجل على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. This hadith that is collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi and others, where the Prophet alayhi sallam said, listen very closely, this is the advice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Messenger of Allah's advice is not advice like we give. It is actually the instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that a man is on the deen of his khalil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's going to come a day when there's no khulla, there's no friendship, there's no companionship. You won't be worrying about what your friend is going to be doing on that day, and he or she won't be able to help you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a man is on, meaning a man and a woman, they are on the deen of their friend, their close friend, their khalil. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not speak of his own desire. هُوَ الَّذِي لَا يَنْتِقُ عَنَ الْهَوَى. He's the one who speaks not of his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَى. He's the one that speaks only from revelation. He could have chose the word صديق. He could have chose the word رفيق. He could have chose any of those Arabic words which are close in meaning to friend. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him to choose the word khalil. And Allah called Ibrahim and the Prophet khalil of Allah. Khalilullah, Khalilur Rahman. A man is on the deen of his khalil, his close bosom buddy. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. So let him be wise, let him be very, very careful, and look at the person that he chooses for a friend. Look very closely whom he allows to be his companion, his sahib, because all of us have sahaba. And to this, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يَبْعَثْ نَبِيًّا وَلَا خَلِيفَةً إِلَّا وَلَهُ بِطَانَةً. That Allah never sends a messenger, a prophet, nor does he send or raise up from the earth a khalifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send a prophet nor a khalifa, except that they have two cliques. And according to the English definition of a clique, it is a small, exclusive circle of people. A small, exclusive circle of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever sends or commissions a prophet or a khalifa except that they have two cliques. And some of us, unfortunately, have broken off into cliques. Here in this masjid, and other masters around the United States, and masters in the world. Today, inshallah, based on this hadith, we like to show that sometimes cliques are praiseworthy. You have a clique that is mahmuda, and you have a clique that is mazmuma. A clique that is praiseworthy, and a clique that is blameworthy. So all cliques are not bad. Some cliques are good, and you should have a clique. Every one of you should have a crew. Every one of you should have a troop or a group. There's not one prophet or a khalifa except that Allah gives them two cliques. بِطَانَةٌ تَأْمُرُهُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَاهُ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. One of the cliques that a prophet or a khalifa has is that clique that enjoins him to do that which is good. Enjoins him to do that which is right. Enjoins him to do that which is in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah. And that clique also also forbids the evil from that prophet or that khalifa. And no imam can have a better life as an imam in this masjid or in any masjid in the United States or any masjid in the world. No imam can have a better situation except that Allah gives him someone who's going to enjoin him in the good and forbid the evil, so that when he tries to remember Allah, and your best friend is the one whom when you remember Allah, they help you. And when you forget Allah, they remind you. And your worst friend is the one who when you try to remember Allah, they don't help you. And when you forget Allah, they don't remind you of Allah. The imam that has a good situation is an imam that has someone around him in his crew, in his clique, in his group, in his troop, that's going to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. وَبِطَانَةٌ لَا تَأْلُوهُ خَبَالًا. And the other clique that every prophet has, and every khalifa. So what about the imam? What about the imam of the masjid? Every prophet and every khalifa has two cliques. The first one enjoins in the good and forbids the evil for him. And the second bitana is the one, لَا تَأْلُوهُ خَبَالًا. They won't be neglectful. They won't stop, ever. Day and night, 24/7, they're going to be trying to make him corrupt. They're going to try to mislead him and make him corrupt. They're going to always constantly whisper to him to do things that he would not normally do. They're going to always push up on him, as we say, to do the evil. Expose that brother. Expose him. Expose him. They're going to always tell him to do something that's wrong. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in his hadith that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari and his Adab al-Mufrad and Imam al-Tirmidhi with an authentic chain, وَمَنْ يُوقَى بِطَانَةِ السُّوءَ فَقَدْ وُقِيَ. And whoever is protected from the evil clique, whoever is protected from the evil group, whoever is protected, given the bubble of protection from the crew or the troop that's evil, فَقَدْ وُقِيَ. They have really, most definitely, wallahi, they've been protected. Because if you are living with or hanging out with the crew, the truth, the clique that whispers to you to get a divorce from your husband when for 40 years he's been a good man, or for 20 years he's been a good father, or for 10 years he's been a good husband, and you have a sister that keeps whispering to you, you need to get a khulu, sister. He ain't nothing. Or when you have a brother that keeps telling you and keeps reminding you to look at the women when you ride down the street. Man, look at that girl there. Then you haven't been protected. You need to get rid of them. And you need to get on the clique that's praiseworthy. Because that clique is praiseworthy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why one of the people of the past, Abdul Rahman ibn Mahdi, rahimahullah, he said that your friend should have five qualities. If you want to know what kind of friendship you should have, if you want to know what kind of crew or clique you should hang out with, they should have five qualities. I want you now, brothers and sisters, to think about the people who you have in your clique. The first quality that Abdul Rahman ibn Mahdi said they should have as your real friend, the Khalil, the Sadiq, the Rafiq. And remember, there won't be a day when there won't be any khulla. So be very careful who you have as your friend right now, because that friend, if he's a good friend from a praiseworthy clique, is going to help you get to Jannah. And if not, they're going to help you get to the hellfire. The first quality that person should have, that's your friend, is that person should be intelligent. He should have zakat. He should have intelligence. Why should your friend be intelligent? Because if you have a stupid friend, a stupid, ignorant friend that you hang out with, and you're in jihad, he might just do something to get you killed. And if you have a stupid friend that you let hang out in your house, he might or she might just say something which might cause you divorce or worse with your wife or your husband. So the first quality that you have to have from your friend, be very careful who you choose as your friend, is that he or she is intelligent. They're not an ignoramus. They don't just say anything and do anything. The second quality is that they should have husnul khuluq. They should have good manners. They should not be people who are rude and disrespectful, who like to curse all the time, profanity all the time, in and outside the house, whether you're in private or secret. Terrible, terrible character. This is the second quality. And the Prophet's companions, رضي الله عنهم أجمعين, they said, لم يكن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فاحشا أو متفحشا. وفي رواية فاحشا ولا سبابا. That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was never a person who used to speak evil things and disgusting words and had bad speech, nor carry bad speech, and reviled and rebuked the Muslims. This was the character of the Messenger of Allah. Second quality, good character. Third quality that you should have in your friend. And you know who you're hanging out with. Just think about who you're hanging out with. The third quality that you should have in your praiseworthy clique, in the crew that you hang out with, whether it be one person, two people, three people, four people, the third quality is that that person should not be a fast sipper. They should not be a person who is known to do evil deeds, worse than having the small deeds of evil deeds. A person who's known to commit zina, a person who's known to get high, a person who's known to gamble, go to the OTB. If you have that type of person around you, then you have a blameworthy clique. Your crew is the crew that's going to invite you to the hellfire. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about those women who are slaves, وَلَا أَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكَةٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى الْمَغْفِرَةِ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ بِإِذْنِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the believing slave girl, وَلَا أَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكَةٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ, that the believing slave girl is better for you than a mushrika, a pagan Jehovah's Witness, a Seventh-day Adventist, a Pentecostal woman, a Mormon woman, a Farkanian woman, a 5% of earth, that woman is more better for you, a believing slave, even though that girl with the MGP uniform on, that 5% of earth, that Sikh, that Hindu, is super, super gorgeous. Even if she's alluring to you, that woman who is a female slave of Allah is better for you. An actual physical slave is better for you. Why? Because they invite you to the hellfire. And Allah invites you to His Jannah and His forgiveness by His permission. The fourth category, quality, characteristic you should have in your friend is that that friend should not be a sahibul bid'ah, a person who commits innovation, who innovates into the deen of Islam. But he's been my friend since before we were Muslim. We were in kindergarten together. First grade, second grade, third grade, all the way up to high school. We even went to college together. We played football in college together. She was my sorority sister. The fourth category or the fourth quality, that they're not sahibul bid'ah. They are not people who commit bid'ah. As Al-Hasan al-Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, who was one of the chief of the Tabi'un, he said, لا تصاحب البدع, لا تصاحب صاحب البدع, لا تجالس صاحب البدع. Don't sit with the people of بدع, فيمرض قلبك. Don't sit with the people of innovation, because they will infect and disease your heart. When the people of بدع used to come down the street, the people of the Sunnah would cross the street. We're talking about Muslims, we're not talking about Catholics. When the people of Bid'ah would walk down Fulton Street, they go around the block, change the direction. They only want to walk on the same side of the street as them. When a person of Bid'ah used to come and say, may I have a word with you from one of the people of Ahl Sunnah, they say, no, you can have a half a word. You can't have a whole word, you can have a half a word. This is the way the people of the past were with the people of Bid'ah. If you have a friend that constantly likes to commit Bid'ah in his deen, you have a blameworthy clique. And the fifth quality that you should have in your friend that Abdul Rahman ibn Mahdi said, rahimahullah, he said that you should not have a friend who is greedy for the dunya. Always wanting to buy a whole lot of clothes. Always wanting to buy a whole lot of cars. Always wanting to buy a whole lot of shoes. Just greedy, greedy, greedy for the dunya. Following their avarice. Following their whim on everything. You never see them making tahajjud. You never see them fasting. Always wanting the dunya. If you have a friend who's like this, then you are in trouble. And if you have a friend that has all five of those qualities in the opposite, then you are really in trouble. The scholars of Islam, they've given us a clue on whom or how we should choose our friends. Some of the people of the past, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, they said, لَا تَسْأَلْ عَنِ الْمَرْءِ. Don't ask about the person. وَسْأَلْ عَنْ قَرِينِهِ. But ask about his friend. Ask about the one who he hangs out with. فَإِنَّ الْقَرِينَ بِمُقَارِنِهِ يَقْتَبِي. He said, because the person who he hangs out with will let you know how he is. Don't ask about the person. Ask about the company that he keeps. Because surely, the person is determined by the company he keeps. Like going back to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let you be wise, be prudent, be very intelligent whom you choose as a friend. Because a man is on the deen of his friend. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in authentic narration, لو كنت متخذا خليلا غير ربي لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا ولكن أخوة الإسلام ومودته. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in this hadith in al-Bukhari, he said, if I were to take anyone as a Khalil other than my Lord, I would have taken Abu Bakr as a Khalil. But there's only brotherhood in Islam and love. If I were to take anyone as a friend, as a Khalil, as a bosom buddy, other than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, other than my Lord, I would have taken Abu Bakr as a Khalil, but there's only brotherhood and love. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to really check out whom we're hanging out with. The person whom you're hanging out with, the person in your crew or your clique, will determine your success in this life and the next. Because if you have a person that constantly reminds you, whispers to you, Allah said, the messenger said, then this is of the bushra fi dunya. This is a sign of glad tidings in this life. When you have a person that Allah has given you, as Alqama radiallahu anhu, one of the tabi'un, one of the chief of the tabi'un, when he said, قَدِمْتُ الشَّأْمِ, I went to Sham, to Syria, وَصَلَّيْتُ رَكْعَتَيْنِ, and I prayed 2 rak'ahs, and I made this dua to Allah, اللَّهُمَّ يَسِّرْ لِي جَلِيسًا صَالِحًا. Al-Qamah رضي الله تعالى عنه said, and he was one of the chief of the tabi'un, he said, when I got to Sham, I made 2 rak'ahs, and then I made this dua, oh Allah, make it easy for me to have a good sitting partner. Oh Allah, make it easy for me to have a good walkie, as they said. Oh Allah, make it easy for me to have a good partner, a good crew. And then he saw a sheikh. He saw a sheikh come towards him. And he said, Man hada, who is that sheikh? And they said, Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu, companion of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, I just made dua to Allah to give me a good companion, and you came. I just made dua to Allah to give me a righteous friend, and then you came. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to make this dua. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith in al-Bukhari, مَثَلُ الْجَلِيسِ الصَّالِحِ وَالسُّوءِ كَحَامِلِ الْمِسْكِ وَالنَّافِخِ الْكِيرِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the similitude of the good friend and the evil friend, the righteous friend and the bad friend, is the example of a person carrying musk and perfume oil, and the example of the person who blows the bellows on the furnace, the person who keeps the fire going on the furnace. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَحَامِلُ الْمِسْكَ إِنَّا. He says, so the person who's carrying the oil or the perfume is either going to be, listen to the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَنْ يُحْذِكَ ثِيَابَكَ. He said, either he's going to give you some of his oil. إِمَّا أَنْ يُحْذِيَكَ. He's either going to give you some of his perfume as a gift. This is the example of a good friend. وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَتَّاعَ مِنْهُ. Or he'll sell you some of the oil. وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَجِدَ رِيحًا طَيِّبَةً. Allahu Akbar. Or he's going to be one that when he has the musk oil, you'll be able to smell the fragrance of his musk oil. This is the kind of friends that we want, brothers and sisters. We want the friend that is like the person who's selling the musk, as you see the brothers on the train. Those brothers who are selling the musk oil on the trains and in the streets. This is the type of friend we want. The type of friend that either gives you the oil as a gift.